Good morning. My name is Bron Davis Jones, and I'm the volunteer supervisor for the Richmond Church's Food Centre. We're an ecumenical group with direct support and governance from the Richmond Uniting Church with the Reverend Dr. Sally, St. Ignatius Catholic Church with Father Wee, and St. Bartholomew's and St. Stephen's Anglican Churches under Father Matthew. We provide food relief to anyone within the city of Yarra who has a healthcare card. However, homeless people, people escaping domestic violence, and released prisoners are also supported. If you're hungry, we'll feed you. We have a wonderful group of volunteers, and I have immediate support for administration and compliance from Jo Foovey, who goes over and beyond her brief. Our volunteers are a mixed bunch, from some who retired, some who give up one of their days off, and others, such as Jane, who's a parishioner here and a very willing worker, and we appreciate all the time and effort given to the operations of the centre. 3/4 of our volunteers are of mixed Asian descent. We have Vietnamese, Chinese, Sri Lankan, Malay Chinese, from Manus Island, and the list goes on. Many of these ladies have limited English, and I've become fairly adept at hand signals. However, they turn up 3 times a week, rain, hail or shine, and willingly support the food centre. We appreciate the home cooking they bring in, and I've certainly tried some interesting delights. Our food centre opens for clients on Monday and Friday from 9:30 to 1, but our volunteers work from 7 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on the Monday and Friday, and on Thursday from 8 to 12:30 for deliveries. We don't cook as we don't have a commercial kitchen, but we provide pre-packed food parcels. So they get a bag of mixed vegetables and fruit. Depending on supply, it might comprise potatoes, apples, sweet potato, lettuces, mushrooms, tomatoes, and other mixed greens. Each day, it varies. A bag of bread, all donated by Baker's Delight, and usually a large loaf and 4 rolls. And a bag of dry goods, which has got about 5 to 6 items in it. And we try to provide something that's a starter for them to cook something for themselves, such as pasta and some pasta sauce, perhaps rice, noodles, tinned tomatoes or baked beans, wheat bix, and the list goes on. We repack items such as rice because sometimes that comes in 30 kilo bags. We try to provide enough for each person to supplement their food for the week. We also have a wet bag which comprises yogurt, other dairy items and perhaps a pizza or some sausages. Recently we were unable to supply yogurt for 5 weeks and it was really missed. Most times we also have eggs, but they come from the supermarkets and usually 1 or 2 are broken in each pack, so it's a mucky job to soak the eggs. And I'm sorry, but it's one job I find a bit yucky, and I pike out if possible. Many of you may be aware of the upcoming plastic bag ban in Victoria, and we've worked hard to reduce our carbon footprint. So far, we've managed to replace 3 plastic bags. So we have a bucket and a bowl system for our fruit and veg. The heavy stuff goes in the bucket, the more fragile in the bowl, so when the client's bag arrives, we can upend each, and so that's pre-packed prior to opening. We ask the clients to bring in a second bag so we can pack their dry goods straight into it, and we have paper bags for the bread, also pre-packed before we open. We still provide a plastic bag for our wet goods, but we're hoping to be able to change that for something else fairly soon. This not only helps the environment, but also helps our bottom line. I've been impressed by the willingness of both clients and volunteers to support these changes. We look after between 300 and 350 people per week. Each client only comes once. I have been asked, well, how do you know that they really need the food? Who am I to question or debate when someone asks for help? A definition of compassion is the humane quality of understanding the suffering of others and wanting to do something about it. A compassionate person is someone who shows kindness, caring, and a willingness to help others. Everyone who's associated with a food centre shows these qualities. All of our clients have an issue of some description. It might be mental health challenges, drug addiction, it may be loneliness, chronic health issues, escaping domestic violence, and the list goes on. We've been very fortunate in the past few months to have Brent, who's studying to be a deacon in the Uniting Church, to support pastoral care at the centre. His kind and compassionate nature has endeared him to both clients and volunteers. His ability to relate to such a variety of people is fantastic, and we will miss him when he moves on next year. His willingness to listen and care has been an asset, and he's been able to refer some clients to other services that can support them towards housing and employment. We set up a morning tea table to provide the clients with a hot cuppa and a sticky bun. It's something they look forward to because this may be the only conversation they've had in the past week. Due to the ethnicity of the city of Yarra, many of our clients are of an Asian background and many with very little English. It sometimes creates a few challenges and more than a few laughs on both sides. One client has always been known as Jack Under the Bridge because that's where he lives. He's been a long-term client and loves making up little poems and verses for us. Because of his circumstances, he only asks for 3 to 4 pieces of fruit, 2 tins of tuna, and a tin of fruit as well. So little, but he enjoys our company and we fulfil a need. The chili lady is an absolute gem. She originated from Mongolia and is tiny of stature with little apple cheeks. Not sure of her age, but she must be over 80. Because I can say hello and thank you in Chinese, she seems to think I'm fluent in that language. So she chatters away to me and I nod a lot. We call her the chili lady because if she likes you, you receive a few chilies from her garden wrapped in a little piece of foil. She has the loveliest smile and she always has warm hands. Recently, we're seeing more ladies who've relocated due to domestic violence, and it breaks my heart to hear their stories. One lady was removed from her home for her safety by police, and they found a room for her at the local refuge in Richmond. However, this is 30 k's from her suburb and any support she may have. She only had the clothes she stood up in, and it was bitterly cold the day she came to the centre. Fortunately, we were able to give her a voucher for clothes at Bart's and Bart's Op Shop and support her with food. She has a long road ahead, but knows she has a safe place at the food centre and we can always provide her with a warm smile and food. These are only a few stories from the food centre. I could fill a book. We receive our food from a variety of sources. Once a week, we receive an order from Food Bank. Now we get some of it free, but some we have to pay for. And our own small van and goes all the way to Yarraville to pick it up. Second Bite collect food from Coles and they deliver on Thursdays. Fair Share are our biggest contributor and we get everything for free and they deliver a variety of goodies on Monday, Thursday and Friday. They collect from Woolies, Aldi, Costco and some other small suppliers. Forrest Gump said, "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get." Oh, how true. Sometimes the deliveries are fantastic and other days, well, it's a mishmash. We can have a crate full of potatoes, strawberries, zucchinis, tomato and mushrooms, all tossed in together. And it's a hard job to sort out what is useful and what can be discarded. And again, the volunteers roll up their sleeves and manage to salvage as much as possible so that we can continue to supply. Dairy goods such as yogurt are often short-dated, so we have to give out heaps sometimes, and other times we don't have any. I often think about loaves and fishes. It certainly applies to the food centre. We receive donations for a variety of groups. The residents of Burundara provide about 600 woven bags of goodies in June, July each year, and that really tops up our dry store. School groups such as St. Kevin's and Wesley organise canned drives, and their contributions are always well received. Students from these schools also volunteer during school term to help pack into the dry store and other tasks. They love to get into the large bin where we put all the cardboard, and the boys hop in and jump. They think it's great fun. But this is all part of their social justice program. And of course, we have the wonderful Food for Friends, who are an integral part of our network of donors. So what sort of food do we need? Especially coming up to Christmas, some generous people decide to give treats to enable our clients to have something special at the festive time. Jars of chocolate almonds and fruit mince pies sound lovely, but what we really need are grocery staples. Tin goods such as tuna, sardines, pulses, pasta sauce, dried noodles, and the list goes on. Biscuits are a treat. From early November onwards, the supermarkets deluge us with massive quantities of fruit mince pies, Christmas puddings, but not like my nanny used to make. And I'll always remember the delivery of over 100 pavlovas 1 week before Christmas. Unfortunately, our largely Asian clientele couldn't understand that they needed to put the cream and the fruit on the top. So all donations are warmly received, but some have more immediate use than others. People ask me why I give so many hours to the food centre. From an early age, I was taught to give back through the church, through my dad's work and mum's charity work. I remember when I was a little girl opening dozens and dozens of tins of condensed milk so that mum could make mayonnaise for the Methodist church lunch stand at the Launceston show. My treat was then to put my finger and get all little bits out of the bottom. Still remember it with delight. I've had a varied and fulfilling work life and hope that in retirement I can add something to an organisation such as the Food Centre. I've worked in remote Australia with Indigenous communities and also as a case manager for people with mental health issues and addictions. Every day, someone gives me something to smile about. And if I can make someone smile, then my work is done. I'd like to finish with a small prayer that was given to me many years ago. Heavenly Father, we live in a world where we're so overcome with our problems that we forget our neighbour who may be suffering too. Lord, fill us with compassion for our fellow man. Help us to see them as you see them. Give us a heart to love them and see them through their trials. It's the only way to live. Loving our neighbour as we love ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.